With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports a new survey says while most teens feel better when they go without smartphones, many of them won't give the phones up.
Nearly three-quarters of U.S. teens say they feel happy or peaceful when they don't have their phones. That's according to a new report from the Pew Research Center. The survey also found that despite the positive associations with going phone-free, most teens have not limited their phone or social media use. The report comes as policymakers and children's advocates are growing increasingly concerned with teens' relationships with their phones and social media. Most teens said the benefits of having a smartphone outweigh the harms for people their age. I'm Shelley Adler.
More obstruction of justice charges have been filed against Democratic Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey. Correspondent Julie Walker has the details.
Senator Bob Menendez and his wife Nadine left a New York court without commenting.
Senator, can you speak?
They both pleaded not guilty to new obstruction of justice charges in a rewritten indictment returned last week against the New Jersey Democrat and his wife in Manhattan federal court. The couple, charged with conspiring with three businessmen to accept bribes of gold bars, cash, and a luxury car in return for the senator's help in projects pursued by the businessmen. A trial is scheduled for May. Menendez has said he will not resign. Julie Walker, New York.
Palestinians have begun fasting for Ramadan. The Muslim month arrived with ceasefire talks at a standstill, hunger worsening across the Gaza Strip, and no end in sight to the five-month-old Israel-Hamas war. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 47 points, but the Nasdaq dropped 65. This is SRN News. There's confusion over the status of a federal investigation into a leading Southern Baptist agency.
The SBC's executive committee announced last week that it was no longer under federal investigation over its handling of sexual abuse in the church. But several survivors of abuse and their advocates said they learned directly from the Justice Department that no part of the investigation had finished. According to Baptist Press, legal counsel for the SBC has since confirmed that the investigation into the SBC as a whole remains open and ongoing. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Ireland's prime minister has conceded defeat in the vote over two constitutional amendments that would have broadened the definition of family and removed the language about a woman's role at home. Vote tallies Saturday showed both referendums failing in a blow to Leo Varadkar's government. Clearly, we got it wrong, he said. This is SRN News. Nigeria has identified schools in at least 14 states and its capital, Abuja, as vulnerable to attacks following a renewed wave of mass kidnappings of students.
The agency said security around school premises would be heightened and there would be more patrols. The spate of abductions worsened over the weekend as 15 students and four women were kidnapped from a school in Sokoto. Meanwhile, the army is still searching for hundreds of schoolchildren taken in the town of Kuriga on Thursday. 10 years on from the notorious Chibok abductions, despite promises from successive presidents, it seems Nigeria is unable to guarantee the safety of its schoolchildren.
The BBC's Richard Hamilton. The French government says that several of its services are being targeted by cyber attacks of unprecedented intensity. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.